The G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, your radio newspaper of the AEF, the paper that prints all your contributions. Men, each year, certain magazines pick the greatest musical personality of the year. Well, here's a man who makes their choice much easier by one less. Your editor-in-chief, Kay Kaiser.
Well, hiya, men.
Hiya, Kay!
Well, thank you, Harry Mitchell. The reason they don't pick me is because of our business connections. I subscribe to the magazines. It would look like favoritism. I'm sure glad to be on duty at the old G.I. Journal again as per diem. This is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporters. There's lovely Linda Darnell editing your letters to the editor. Also, Ishka Bibble reading your poems. Mel Blanc, the one-man crowd. Harry Mitchell. And, of course, this edition's star outside reporter, the great Gildersleeve, who ought to be calling in with a big story any moment. Hello, who is this?
Remember me, little chum?
Well, it's the great Gildersleeve. What about that story you were to get?
Don't give another thought, Kay. I'm working on it now. I'm overseas with an artillery unit, and we're in the field working over the big guns.
Well, what goes on there?
Field stripping.
Say, look, Gildy, I don't believe you're in the field at all.
Oh, no. Believe me, little chum. I'm out where there's nothing but trees. Listen.
Helmut! Helmut! Helmut!
What's that?
Eager beavers.
Eager beavers. Well, he's got the shape for it. Now that edition 34 is on the way, let's glance at the music page. The notes and bars are given with an oldie dressed up in modern style. For Staff Sergeant Gus Goble and the Dog Faces at APO 716, it's Yearning. Come on, children. Yes, beat it. To start setting.
Hold the presses, hold the presses. A couple of excellent poems just come in for our muses from the Muses column.
Okay, Ishka Bibble, who sent the first poem?
It's from Sergeant Johnny Anderson, and it's called The Civilian's Lament.
Oh.
Oh, see the handsome soldier who fights for Uncle Sam? I wished I was a soldier.
Greetings.
I am. Next, from Beano Turner.
Right.
Mary had a little lamb. She also had a bear. Everybody's seen her lamb, but nobody's seen her bear.
Next. Boy, what snappy dialogue I've got.
Next, it's from Herbie Compton aboard a ship. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone.
Yeah.
She found a bone on the very top shelf, but it looked so good she ate it herself.
Don't forget, men, if you have any poems on hand, how about re-mailing them to us? Especially you GIs in the Persian Gulf District, we'd like to hear from you. Address us at GI Journal Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Hello?
Hello, KK. This is GG.
GG? Oh, you mean the great Gildersleeve.
Well, the last time I looked in the mirror, I wasn't Greta Garbo.
Well, listen, Gildersleeve, I told you to get a story about the Navy for GI Journal.
I am. I'm over here aboard the USS any minute.
The USS any minute?
Of course, that's not the real name. That's just how my stomach feels.
Well, I'm sure our readers would like to hear something about the life you're leading on a battleship.
Very well, ask me anything.
Well, how about a few words on how it felt to sleep in a hammock?
Sorry, I never use those words, brother. There's one thing I can tell you. Sailors don't mind swabbing the decks anymore, Kaiser.
They don't?
No, sir, they have a new system.
Mm-hmm.
They just tie the mops to their knees and start a crap game.
That's wonderful. Then both you and the ship can get cleaned at the same time. What else is happening on the battleship?
Well, they're starting to lower the anchor right now, and I'm watching. Oh! The anchor caught on my coat, Kay. They're lowering the anchor, and it's caught on my coat.
Hey, what happened?
From now on, call me Gilder. I just lost my sleeve.
You lost your sleeve? Well, what are you laughing at?
The darn good thing my name isn't Gilder Drawers, that's all.
Well, music column once more. And wherever you GIs dig them from, it's okay with K. Sue for Private Walter Farley at APO 709. Here's Don't Sweetheart Me. And come on here, Sally Mason, give what's the word.
Don't you sweetheart me, if you don't mean it. Don't you talk sweet words, if they're not true. Don't tear my heart, like it was paper. Because my heart loves only you. You can't go round, sweetheart and others. Then come to me with your false drollery. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Oh, don't sweetheart me.
And comes time now for our overseas letters. And on GI Journal, that means lovely Linda Darnell.
Hello there, Kay. Say, you don't look bad at all.
Look bad? Why should I look bad?
Well, I mean, after all, when a man spends all day yesterday judging a bathing beauty contest, his eyes are usually popping out.
Oh, that's silly, Linda. Women don't make my eyes pop out.
Oh, no? Listen, when all those pretty girls walk past, you look just like a chow hound before the whistle blows. Well, I never knew you were an expert on bathing suits, Kay. Did you ever see me on the beach?
Yes, I did, Linda.
Well, what did you think?
What did I think?
Uh-huh.
Boing!
Boing!
Yes.
What in the name of heaven does that mean?
Well, that is with dynamite. Did you notice that tall, homely girl who was there? She was a debutante.
A debutante?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did she come out this season?
Well, she didn't exactly come out, Linda. Every time the Los Angeles River overflows, there she is.
Well, Well, I thought some of the girls were awfully cute. And say, Kay, that reminds me.
Reminds you of what, Linda?
Well, look, when you shake hands for the contestants,
yes,
you're supposed to say, how do you do?
How do you do?
Yes, and not make like a Marine establishing a beachhead.
I see what you mean. Say, I couldn't help it, though, Linda. I really went for that girl with the long eyelashes.
The long eyelashes?
Yes.
Were they really that long?
Long? Well, every time she winked her eyes, she looked like the story with the fringe in front. I love that one. Let's do it again.
Say, tell me, how did you ever select a winner out of all those girls?
Oh, selecting a winner, it was very simple. It narrowed down to three girls. One from Idaho, one from Georgia, and one from Louisiana.
Yeah?
Now, Miss Idaho came up and handed me a potato. Miss Georgia came up and handed me a peach.
Mm-hmm.
Then Miss Louisiana came up and handed me a frog. So she won.
She won because she handed you a frog?
Well, sure. It may be small, but it's meat.
Maybe we better get in our letters to the editor.
Well, good idea, Sugar. Who's the first one from?
Well, first one is from Sergeant Stanley Belagni, and it's in rhyme. He says, the quartermaster corps are old Johnny on the spot when it comes to getting stuff to the line where things are hot. Why, the men up in the foxholes would all be on the floor if it wasn't for those workers, the quartermaster corps.
Well, you can certainly say that again, Sarge.
Say, our next letter is from Lieutenant Huey Clayton aboard an aircraft carrier. Look, you better read it, huh?
All right, Linda, I will. Quote, while everybody admits that Navy pilots are tops, it might not hurt to remember that without the men on the ground and the carrier, those flyers couldn't do much fighting. You know, about 90 men are concerned in the life of a plane aboard a carrier in connection with its maintenance and operation. If it weren't for the men supporting those pilots who flew from carriers such as the Hornet, the Lexington, and the Wasp, the Jap might be bombing our coast right now. Unquote.
Say, that's really a fine letter, Lieutenant. Now, look, our last letter is from WAC's Olga Molnar. Olga's telling about the many uses the GIs overseas have for their steel helmets. Olga says not only do they use them as a protection against shrapnel and shell, but during lulls, they serve as wash basins, salad bowls, cooking kettles, buckets, or what have you. It's the most accommodating issue item on the list.
Well, say, if any of you men listening in have any ideas as to what the average serviceman of your unit is like, we wish you'd V-mail your thoughts in to us here at G.I. Journal Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Also, be good enough to tell us whether you heard the show over shortwave or over a local station, huh? Come in!
I can't take it, I tell you. I can't.
What?
I'm going to pieces.
What's wrong?
I'm all shot. Do you hear me? All shot.
All shot, huh? Well, who are you anyway?
Just an old target.
Old target, huh? Well, he's certainly got the bull for it. Say, now, pin-up page in music this week is a doubleheader. For the men, it's gorgeous Georgia Carroll. And for the gals, it's Harry Babbitt. Georgia's singing her half of this duet for you Navy CBs, and for the feminine crew of Army nurses, it's Harry Babbitt. Well, they're both inviting all of you for candlelight and wine.
I can see a secret rendezvous, a table set or two, with candlelight and wine.
Share an old familiar tune, a strain of clair de lune, with candlelight and wine. They can take the moon away, hide the stars from sight. Time can take a holiday for one romantic night.
Then, if you should touch your lips to mine,
we'll live a moment divine with candlelight and wine.
corporal in North Africa who says he'd like the old G.I. Journal to print up one of those commercials he used to hear on the air. You know, one of those real corny ones.
Well, I guess you can get so you miss anything out there. Okay, Corporal, one very corny commercial coming up.
Ball of fire vitamin pills are on the air!
Attention, all you men on garbage detail. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Do you feel like an old tomato? Well, men, are you run down? Are you all worn out? Do you answer roll call on your hands and knees? Have you stopped bubbling? Do you wish you were full of the old water and vinegar again? Well, try Ball of Fire vitamin pills. Most vitamin pills contain vitamin A, B, C, D, and E. Ball of Fire, the only vitamin pill that tastes like H. So remember, man, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you take your girlfriend home and you're too tired to kiss her goodnight, one Ball of Fire and you are plenty eager, Beaver. We have thousands of wonderful testimonials, says Mrs. T.J. Meyer of Sandstone, Nevada.
Ball of Fire made a new man out of Meyer.
And just listen to what Ball of Fire vitamin pills did for Private Jonathan Dimwit. Before taking Ball of Fire pills, Private Dimwit used to wake up in the morning and say,
Gee, how I hate to get up. Yeah, I ain't gonna shine my shoes. Gee, I hate making my bed, too.
And then Private Dimwit started taking Ball of Fire. And what a difference, folks. What a difference. What
okay,
a difference.
Okay, fellas, let's get right up now. Let's get on the ball. Let's harness you. Let's go fast. Let's get the lead out. Let's get the lead out. Let's get the lead out.
Let's see him get that lead out.
Well, page 9 in part 2 of G.I. Journal 34 is headed musically with a solo. Now, you fans seem to like Star Eyes, so with bull caps, Ed has set it up for Bob, Ray, and Herb at APO 716. And here's Harry Babbitt to supply the lyrics.
To me is what your eyes are, softest stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill their promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise, let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the sky. And now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes. When, if ever, will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are, my darling.
It's time now to turn the page of G.I. Journal, and after doing so, we come face to face with
Speak up!
If,
what do you think I'm doing?
Put on a new needle and tell me who you are.
I'm a little the private sad sack.
Oh, yes. Well, say, have you got some more chapters from the story of your life?
Oh, yes. Last week I told about being born, and then about when I was a baby, and up to the time I first met my first girl.
Oh. All right, if you'll make with the fanfare, please.
Okay.
Thank you, fanfare. We take up the life of the sad sack when he is still a small boy. One day he asked his mother,
Hey, Ma, where did I come from?
Why, the good fairy brought you, sack.
The good fairy?
Yes, just at twilight, she touched her magic wand to a beautiful tulip, and there you were.
Gee, well, gosh, oh, him, him, well, I'll be, oh, brother.
Now, at school, the sad sack is just like every other little child. One day, the teacher says,
Now, children, what games would you like to play during recess?
Oh, let's play ring around the... let's play hide and go seek. Let's play hopsky. Let's set the school on fire.
Well, on his 14th birthday, his father took him to the amusement park. And when he returned home, his mother said,
Well, Sack, did you have a good time at the park?
Oh, well, boy, I had a ride in the I drove around in one of those midget cars, automobiles, I went way up high on the Ferris wheel, I threw a skunk into the tunnel of love.
And then came the war. Sad Sack goes to camp. Every morning at 6 o'clock he jumps out of bed, inspired by the crisp morning air and the invigorating zero temperature. He says,
Boy, I want to go on a 20-mile high. I want to double time around the drill. I want about 3 hours of close order. I want a 3-day pass.
Well, one night, Sad Sack is walking guard duty when suddenly the enemy attacked. And the Sad Sack was on duty for 72 hours without relief. His commanding officer commends him.
Sack, the whole company is proud of you. You stuck to your post like a real soldier for 72 hours. How did you do it?
Oh, sir, a sentry always obeys his orders. I'm very conscientious. I wasn't even thinking of my stress. My foot was caught in a bear trap.
Well, here's a musical repeat on Best of All. It's for Private First Class Jerry Shapiro of APO 303 and Earl W. Holloway at APO 729. Sully, East, Jack, Georgia, Harry, Diane, and Max. Sound off, kids.
There was Louise that I squeezed in Tunisia. There was a skirt in dessert that made me fall. There was a miss that I kissed up in Kisker. and a tiger lady from Bengal.
Hold that tiger.
Loved a pale little frail in Australia. I loved a class nun lassie on the mall.
On the mall.
But wherever I may roam, it's the gal I left back home.
That I love best of all. In China, although she spoke with a broken southern drawl, he went in hot rock and stock in Morocco for a dream girl in a Spanish shawl.
Oh, there was Leah in Pantelleria. I loved a lush little Russian fireball. There was a doll of a mall out in Poland. And I kissed her on the North Sea wall.
In Honolulu, I hooted with a Beulah.
And what a beauty she was.
The bombs in my arm, she couldn't hit the star.
You tell them I said her, but wherever we may roam, it's a gal we left at home. That we love in the world.
The girl I left back home,
that we love best of all.
Well, that just about makes it time to start racking up the type and covering up the ink
spots. Whoa, unrack that type, uncover ink spots. A riddle just poured in from Corporal Gink Domke overseas.
Okay, Ish, riddle us.
Now, what is the difference between a P-38 with one wing and a P-38 with two wings?
I give up.
Wings are found on birds. Birds are what the audience gives a bad act. The bad act lays an egg. Eggs are where the chickens come from. Chickens have drumsticks. As a child, I never used to get the drumstick. I always got the neck. Sometimes I got the wing. The wing is also called a pinion. A pinion is also called a wing. So that's the difference between a P-38 with one pinion and a P-38 with two pinions.
What?
A difference of opinion.
My. Well, I think we'd better call it quits. And before I leave, remember what G.I. Joe says. It's a gas mask, not a pillar, a seat, or a knapsack. Well, I'll be back soon, and until then, this is Kay Kaiser saying so long, everybody.
Say, don't forget, men, if you want to write for such stars as Kay, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Linda Darnell, Rochester, and Jerry Colonna, all you have to do is send in any little gag that you think will fit them, and believe me, we'll use it. G.I. Journal has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.